that speaks, Father, of better things, O God. The blood that even Abel's blood cried, but couldn't cry redemption, God. We are grateful, Father. Oh, Jesus, give us your grace tonight.
Yes,
that, Lord, amen. Father, we come and see if the blood has been applied amidst our lives. And Lord, we are living that token life, Lord. That, Lord, when the Lamb comes off the mercy seat, comes to catch us away, our lives will be ready for that quickening and that body change.
Amen.
Father, help us, O God, for we feel you are so close lately.
Amen.
And we love
Amen.
You, we love your presence,
yes.
We love to
yes,
come in your house. Father, we love to sing token music.
Amen.
Father, we want to offer up that, Lord, as a pleasing sacrifice. Father, give us a deeper understanding of this that we believe, Lord, as
Amen.
Was ministered last week. If we could just
yes,
take one
Lord.
Message and soak into it.
Yes, Lord.
Father, all things are possible.
Yes.
Father, all Jesus. Principalities are broken.
Amen.
And we thank thee for the chemistry that's in your
thank
Lord,
you,
Christ.
Jesus.
We are grateful for your mercy. We're grateful, Father, for salvation. And we just desire to check up tonight to see if we are worthy of that life. We ask
Amen.
Your grace. We ask your mercy. Be with us in the singing tonight. You, Father, be the unseen voice, the
Amen.
Unseen instrument.
Yes.
That will tune us in, Lord, and zone us in to the songs that you once sung. We ask now for your grace in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Victory in Jesus' name. I heard an old story. Our Savior did
I repented of my sin and was
in a certain spirit. I'm not saying I'm in the right, no, I'm just saying that in a certain spirit. They're sweet. Amen. Let's sing another sweet song. My sins were
fire, oh,
life. Hallelujah.
And couldn't find one worthy.
Unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, Amen. Through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature,
Amen.
Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
Amen.
You may be seated. God
bless you. Amen.
So for our day of consecration, our prayer meeting, we are going to share a very short topic, and we believe that God will be put his blessing, his good blessing on our past. If not, it has been a very difficult day for me today. It's happened now. I was in such a rush when I got home that I even forgot to change my shoes. So forgive me for that. I know everybody wants now to see what shoes I'm wearing. I'm not barefoot anymore. So we are going to see a small topic, heavenly atmosphere.
Amen.
We are going to see, to look at that atmosphere, because I believe every one of us here has an expectation to go to heaven one day. Amen.
Amen.
Unless you want to say it now, we know that you don't want to go to heaven. But if you came here, it's because you want to go to heaven.
Amen.
So we are going to look now, if you are planning to go to heaven, if you are expecting one day to live in heaven,
Amen.
We are going to talk about that atmosphere in heaven.
Amen.
Because if you are thinking of living there for, you know, for eternity, you must start to understand the preparation to live there starts here.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You have to know to condition yourself to live in that atmosphere. So we are going to see what is that heavenly atmosphere and how you can create it around you. Because heaven doesn't start when we go there.
Mm-hmm.
Heaven starts here.
Amen.
So your preparation for heaven, you have to put yourself under that heavenly atmosphere.
Amen.
So that you can make provision for you to live in heaven. Amen.
Amen.
So we have seen in 1 Peter, so in 2 Peter, where we are there, that God, his aim, his will, has always been that we are at his image.
Mm-hmm.
From the beginning, he created us on his image. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So he always wants to partake that, to share that image, that his own image with us. He wants us to reflect what he is.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he says in 2 Peter, right? According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness.
Mm-hmm.
He wants us to have his life, and he wants us to be godly.
Mm-hmm.
He wants us to be partaker of his godliness. Amen. So
Amen.
He has made provisions for us to acquire his nature.
Mm-hmm.
He has made provisions for us to be like him. And he says somewhere down there, through the knowledge of him that he has called us to glory and virtue. So he wants us to be like him. He wants us to have his life. But he doesn't leave it there. He wants us to share his glory. But he doesn't leave it there. He says, whereby he has given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. So he wants us to achieve a certain stage, a certain state, but he has made provision as well for that to for us to get there. His promises, his precious promises, that by these we might be partakers of his divine nature.
Amen.
So the provision is there. There's a state he wants us to achieve. And the provisions are there so that if we tap into those provisions the right way, we'll achieve this divine nature. We'll become like him. We'll become godly like he wants us to become. So we want now to see how, what is our part to play. Because him, he has made the provision. He has the willingness so that we can achieve his nature. And he has made the provision. So what do we have to do to achieve that stage? That's our part now. The ball is in our court, every one of us. Because if you don't achieve what he wants you to achieve, the blame won't be on him.
Yes.
The blame will be on you. The blame will be on me. Because him, he has made everything. He has opened the gate so that you have to play your part to achieve what you want to overcome. Amen. So God has put in nature, he has shown us now in nature, he has placed some laws in nature so that if we follow the way nature works, these things will happen to us as well.
Amen.
So there's a law, the law of the seed. Every seed, in every seed from the beginning, God has put a certain nature in that seed. Let's say a wheat seed or a barley seed. That seed, God has given it everything that will make it to become a barley. Amen. In it, let's say an orange seed, the prophet says, in that seed, everything, every fruit, every orange that that seed will bear in during its whole life lays inside that seed.
Amen.
It won't come from outside. It lays in it. But there's a certain law that that seed must follow to manifest that life of all things. It has to follow a certain law. The prophet says, the Bible says, John 12:24, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it brings
Amen.
Forth much fruit. Amen.
Amen.
So that orange seed, in order for it to manifest the life of orange that is in it, it has to follow a certain process. It has to die first. But for it to die, it has to stay under a certain atmosphere.
Amen.
Atmosphere is what that will manifest the life that lies in it. Because if it doesn't stay, if it doesn't go under that atmosphere, it will still remain that grain of wheat. One grain of wheat. But if you put it in that certain atmosphere, because what God wants to see is not that one grain we see. It's not the real life. It's just a bearer of life. Amen? That one grain we see is just bearing a hidden life inside. If it doesn't die, it will remain alone. But for it to manifest, we have to put it under a certain atmosphere. God has made provision so that there is in nature enough, a good temperature, a certain temperature for that grain to manifest itself.
Amen.
There is enough water in nature. If you combine all those elements, moisture, light, water, a good temperature, and you put that seed under that atmosphere, it will manifest life that lies in it. Amen?
Sure.
So, from a certain moment, you will see that that body, that outside body, will start to fade out. Will start to yield way to life. Why? Because the atmosphere around it is creating conditions so that the outside body that is, you know, hindering the inside body to manifest
must
start now to give way to God.
Amen.
To life. Amen.
Yes.
So that's why God has placed us, he has placed his nature in every one of us. His nature is in us, but it's a prisoner of this sinful body. We are carrier of life, but that life is being kept prisoner by this sinful nature. And God wants us now to put ourselves under a certain atmosphere. That's why he said, unless the seed of wheat dies, it remains alone. You have to go into that process of killing the outside body, place yourself under that certain atmosphere,
Amen.
To manifest the life that lies inside. Amen.
That's right.
So that's why the prophet says, in that sermon, the supernatural. The prophet says, just like here, you all raise a lot of little citrus fruits here. I see this, the best in the world. But did you know that little navel tree that you set out there, just about that big, that every bushel of orange that will ever be on that tree is in its right bend?
Mm.
If it doesn't, where does it come from?
Mm.
So the child of God that you are trying, you are willing to become, you are longing to manifest a certain nature of God, that nature lies in you.
Amen.
From the moment God made you a child, a son of a, or a daughter of God, that nature is in you.
Amen.
It don't come from somewhere else. It lies there.
Mm.
But because the prophet says, if it isn't in the seed, where will it come from?
Amen.
It is in you. But it's just a matter of putting yourself in the right atmosphere. If you put yourself in the correct atmosphere, God will manifest that nature.
Amen.
Because we are having days of consecrations. But sometimes, if we don't go through the laws of nature, if we don't put ourselves according to the way God has made things to work, we can consecrate ourselves as much as we can. But if we are not under the right atmosphere, that nature will not never come out. That's why we need to know these things.
Amen.
So that our efforts will be channeled in a certain way.
Amen.
And we put all those resources that God has put to at our disposition, at disposal, so that it will bring forth the result.
Amen.
But if we don't go the right way, you'll be complaining. I've made everything. Sometimes you'll say, God, that doesn't love me. Sometimes you'll say the word of God is not faithful because I've been doing this. But are you keeping the right atmosphere around you?
Right.
Are you keeping that heavenly atmosphere around you?
Sure.
Because if you want to manifest God's nature, God lives in heaven.
Amen.
And it must be that heavenly atmosphere that has to surround you.
Amen.
We don't mean that you can't live your life. We can live our life. We can carry on with our daily business, but we have to be aware of the way God's principles work.
Amen.
The prophet says, then the only thing that you have to do is plant that little tree and put the water to.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
And it has to go to drinking from that water. And when it goes to drink till it pushes out some leaves, pushes out some buds, pushes out some oranges. And the only thing the tree does is drink,
hallelujah,
till it pushes these things out that's on the inside of it. Amen.
Amen.
Put yourself under that atmosphere of drinking from the well.
Amen.
Drinking from the fountain. Expose yourself to that nature. Expose yourself to, as this little grain, it will be just there. Not for 2 minutes, because if I plant my seed today, the atmosphere is right. Amen. The temperature is okay. The moisture, everything is fine, light, everything. But tomorrow you go and dig it down. After 2 days, you plant it again. Will that give the life that is in it?
Mm-hmm.
Never. Because you have to be constantly under that atmosphere.
Amen. Amen.
That seed must remain constantly under that atmosphere. That's why the prophet said, and when a man is born of the Spirit of God, filled with the Holy Ghost, everything he has need of in his life journey is in him right now.
Amen.
And the only thing he has to do is just drink from the inexhaustible fountain of life.
Amen.
Which is Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Until he pushes out divine healing powers of God, he just pushes it out by his drinking from the everlasting inexhaustible fountain of life. Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So, my sister, my brother, The provisions are there. We are not, you know, God didn't leave us alone. He made the provision. It just up to us to accord to the right ones. It just up to us. Because if we just don't give that life enough resources for it to develop, we'll end up blaming God. We'll end up not manifesting what God wants us to manifest. Why? Because you didn't make a, you know, a good use of the resources that God has. Amen. That's why there's a fight. You know, we are stuck into this body, the nature of God in us, and the worldly nature in us. And these two, they are competing. And what resource are we giving to them? What amount of resources are we? Because we have only a limited amount of resources. Your time is very limited. We don't have all the time. Your time is very limited. And these two natures are competing each other to access your time. To access your to take priority on what you have. And depending on which one you are giving priority to access your resources, that one will develop much better than the other. That's why I think in a few sermons I preached before here, we spoke about starvation in computing science. There's a notion in computer called starvation, because there's only so much resources available for a computer to use. But there's many processes that want to access those resources. And they are useful processes and they are harmful processes. All of them are competing to access those resources. And most of the time, you have viruses who are coming, you know, to make claim to use the same resources that, you know, useful resources want to, processes want to use on the computer. And many times you'll find out that those malicious programs, they take possession of all the resources of a computer. So that the needful, the more important program that we want to use to run on the PC, they won't have access to resources. And they will starve. That's the process that is called in computer science, starvation. It means all the unnecessary programs have taken too much of all the resources that the needful program that want to do something important for production, they don't have any more resources. And you'll end up seeing a computer frozen. It's frozen, why? Because you have allocated all the resources you have to something that is unproductive. They are there just to kill what will bring life to the people. What will produce, what will bring profit to the society, what will produce what you are there for, those malicious, those unnecessary programs, they are there, they are taking over all the resources of the
country. Amen.
That's what's happening in our lives. Most of the time, we starve things that are important for our lives. And we give access to the very limited resources we have to things that are not important. We are creating a good atmosphere for the sinful nature to prosper. We are creating a good nature, a good atmosphere for those bad things that we hate, that we don't want to see. On one hand, we profess, we say that we don't want this. I don't want this adultery. I don't want this lust. I don't want this lies and everything. But on the other hand, we are not depriving them from the resources they need to develop.
That's right.
They are taking all of our time. We spend time just gossiping. We spend time just talking, readings, watching things that just feeding. Because we said we have very limited resources. Our time is very limited. You only have 24 hours a day. You don't have more. Those 24 hours a day, you will allocate them. I don't say, don't get me wrong, social media is not But as long as you use it properly.
Amen.
As long as you use it properly. But remember, it was a tree of knowledge of good and evil. Amen. So just have a good discernment, because there is good and evil inside. Most of the time, it's evil that takes over.
Man.
Out of your 24 hours, you'll end up spending most of your time feeding that bad nature.
Man.
You'll end up creating a good atmosphere for that bad nature. And remember, they are incompatible, these two natures.
Yes.
What pleases to one nature is the opposite one of the other nature.
Yes.
So as long as this old, this sinful nature is happy, it keeps prospering. And your bad thoughts, and your bad projects, and your sinful desire, they'll be fed, they'll be provided with the best of your resources. And when you are so exhausted, so tired, your mind so confused,
just
before you go to bed,
Amen.
Then you think of your soul.
Amen.
You have starved your soul, and your system is frozen now. You know, you'll be just going to click one command to bring up, I don't know, a word processing document. It will take 45 minutes.
Yes.
Why? Because you have spent too much time feeding the viruses.
Yes.
That's why you take a booklet, you know, a message, you start trying to read before you go to bed. You read the same line 10 times. I don't know if I'm going to bed. Why? Because
right.
you have starved your inner nature. Amen.
Right.
You have given
right.
too much. You come exhausted. The best of your resources has gone to
my
human nature. And God doesn't want that. God has made all the provisions for you. And you have to use your time wisely to create that atmosphere. Because the grain, when it goes underground, if the atmosphere is correct, you won't make any effort. You will
right.
see the outside body start
Hallelujah.
Dying by itself.
Amen.
If the atmosphere is correct, God doesn't want you to do rocket science to manifest his life. God wants the only thing he wants you to do is expose yourself to the right atmosphere.
Amen.
To the heavenly atmosphere. And the rest of the job, God will do it himself.
Amen.
His body will start losing control Amen. Over you. Just starve it.
Yeah.
Instead of giving all your resources to feeding the body, to feeding this worldly life, give all your resources to feeding the inner life. And when it's empowered, it will submit.
Amen.
It will bring this core to this body to submission.
Amen.
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 So that's why we need to be mindful of these things. It's very important that we are spending a day. I appreciate your fasting. It's very good. But are you fasting in vain?
Yes.
Because sometimes you may just, you know, deprive yourself.
Yeah.
Suffer your body for nothing. You have not gained anything.
Yeah.
Because
right.
you are hungering your body, but you are feeding your mind. You are putting your mind in a bad atmosphere that doesn't give you the benefits of the fasting you are doing.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. So we need to be very mindful of that. Be aware that you need to put yourself under a right atmosphere. First, that's the first thing. You have not started your Christian life unless you have put yourself under that heavenly atmosphere.
Amen.
Otherwise, you'll have all the knowledge. It's very good, your knowledge. But it won't flourish. It won't bring forth the life it is supposed to bring. Because God never works against his nature. The laws of nature are there to manifest what God is doing in the spiritual.
Yes.
Amen. So, let's not spend our time feeding this body that we are claiming we want to destroy. Don't get me wrong. You still have to go to college.
Yeah.
You still have to go to work. You still have to do your daily business. But there must be, you must be God aware. In your all your proceedings, we'll see it. You must be God aware. In everything you do, just make sure that you are not giving priority to feeding that bad nature in you. You are not giving priority for that nature to prosper and choke the nature of God.
Amen.
So that's why it's very, very important, the atmosphere you put yourself in. The prophet says, God's law, it works in nature. And if you apply it correctly, whatever, even if we take, you know, the prophet says,
yes,
take an egg,
uh-huh, yeah,
a chicken egg, a hen egg,
yeah,
wherever you put it, if it's the right atmosphere,
yeah,
even if you put it, if you put it under a snake, it will produce a hen. Amen?
Yeah.
Why? Because the atmosphere is correct. Let's read it. The prophet says, now we want to see and place this before our audience, that God still is the same that he ever was. The people get away from God, but God remains the same. His nature and his power and his desire is always the same to every generation. But it's the attitude of the people that brings the result. Amen. It's your attitude that will produce the result. Don't blame God. Don't put the blame on him. He's the same. He's willing that you become like him. But it's the attitude of the people that bring the result. That's the reason at Pentecost, they had to go to an upper room and pray until the Holy Ghost came. Because they got in one place and one accord. It's the atmosphere what brings the result. You believe that? Let every man and woman in this building this morning, this evening, boy or girl, get everything out of their mind but the Lord Jesus, and believe that he's standing present right now, and you'll see something happen that will cause headlines in newspaper in the morning. That's right. It's the atmosphere. He says, like that little chicken, it's the atmosphere. If you put it, to prove that it's atmosphere, you could take a hen egg and put it under a poppy and tie him down, and it will hatch a chicken. It's the warmth of the poppy's body that will hatch the egg. It don't have to be under the hen. It can be under the puppy. It could be under an incubator. It's the atmosphere.
Amen.
The nature of that chicken, that eagle nature in you, is just waiting for that right atmosphere. Amen. It's just waiting for that. That's why even in everyday's life, we see that we need to put someone under a certain atmosphere to manifest something out of him. You go to stadiums, you see, before this game starts, you see the public, the supporters are there, singing, shouting, you know, setting, kindling the fire. When the players come, under that unction, under that atmosphere, they are even able to perform better than they will. If there was no, that's why to punish a club that has misbehaved in a certain way, the federation will tell them, you'll play behind closed doors.
Yeah.
Why? If it was only between 22 players and the football, and that's it, why should they punish them for playing behind closed doors without their people? It's because they won't benefit from that atmosphere that those spectators will create for them. Amen. That's why when they come into the stadium, they see people singing, you know, as the pastor always said, the theater of dream, you know. the Manchester United supporters, they'll be there singing, shouting, and everything. And when the players come into the pitch, they perform at their best because the atmosphere will create the result. Mm. Amen. That's why sometimes you wonder. I was wondering myself many times, why do they put in the football stadiums or just rugby, wherever? People are kicking a ball, but what does it have to do with Nestlé? Amen.
Yeah.
You see Samsung, yeah. Ford, yeah. Nissan, yeah. Nestlé. What does it have to do with football?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's advertisements. That's fine. But what does it have to do with football? It's only because they know that under that atmosphere, you are more likely to love their product.
Yeah.
Because it creates an atmosphere of joy, an atmosphere of ecstasy. You are taken in a different realm.
Mm-hmm.
And you will associate that atmosphere with their product.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
That's why you'll see them spending millions. I don't know if you know, that simple fly Emirates you see on a jersey,
yeah.
It's worth 30 million euros.
Yeah.
The company will pay to the club 30 million, 100 million euros to have their name on the jersey.
Yeah.
Why? They would put it on the streets or somewhere. They do.
Yeah.
But do they pay such big money?
Yeah.
They know that the atmosphere around the stadium, it will bring people because they will associate their brand with the joy, with the atmosphere they felt, the joy they felt when their team scored the goal.
Mm.
And next time they want to buy a car,
Amen.
They go and buy a Subaru.
Yeah.
Amen. The atmosphere creates a result.
Yeah.
It will push you at a certain way because they've conditioned you. The atmosphere, every time you see that brand, that brand, unknowingly, you will associate it with the joy you felt when your team scored.
That's right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you see, the very day that Tiger Woods make a scandal, you see Gillette, they withdraw the contract. You see such brand, Coca-Cola, they say, no, they give an excuse. But the very reason is that atmosphere, they don't want you to associate it with their brand.
Mm.
Because the atmosphere will produce the result.
Mm.
It will bring you act a certain way. It will bring you manifest a certain character. Amen.
That's right.
That's why it's very important. If in human beings, they understand this principle, how much more as children of God we should use them to manifest, because we want to go to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
My brother, create, bring that atmosphere around you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing. That's what God is asking of you. Put yourself under that atmosphere,
mm-hmm.
and the rest will follow.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, no, we do whatever you want. You cry, you shout, you can even get headaches. Honestly, I've seen people going mad. I've seen people going crazy in the house of the Lord because they don't manifest the life of God in them.
Amen.
They'll be there shouting, crying. No. After crying, shouting, they go and start listening to other music.
Yes.
My.
They go and start, you know, spend all day talking about things that feed the old nature.
Mm.
Yeah.
You'll come and pass it, spend another night at the altar, it won't produce anything.
Mm.
Because you've taken your egg, though it's a good egg, though it's got life in it, but you're exposing it to extreme temperatures.
Mm.
It will kill it. Amen.
Yeah.
Or you are exposing it to extreme cold.
Hmm.
It will kill it.
Yeah. Right.
Bring the right atmosphere, and the Lord will manifest his nature.
Amen.
That's why the prophet, you know, we are just going through his types. It's much easier for me to stick on with that types. It makes things very easy to understand. Mm-hmm. The prophet speaks about the God's provision. As we read, God has made provision. They are there. They are not far. That's why the prophet says, heaven is not far away. Mm-hmm. Heaven is just next to you.
Amen.
Amen. Do you know that?
Amen.
Heaven is not miles and miles away somewhere, no. Heaven is just next to you. But it depends on your approach.
Yes.
It depends on your attitude. We may be sitting here in this room. Some are in heaven.
Yes.
Some are in this room.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. It depends on your approach.
Amen.
It depends on what atmosphere you are creating around you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm. That's why we need to know how these things work. The prophet says, as we are seated in this room, there are many things that are going around here.
Yes. Yeah.
There are voices. Uh-huh. There are images.
Uh-huh.
Nowadays, if the prophet was today, he said, there are web pages.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know? They are going through all over here, many of them. But we can't see them until we have something that's tuned up on that channel.
Mm. Amen. Amen.
All these images, good ones and bad ones, voices, good ones and bad ones, all of them are mixed up here. If you have the right device and you tune it on the right wavelength, is it?
Yeah.
Amen.
You'll get what you want to see.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing with heaven. Heaven is not far. God has made all the provisions. We've got them all over here. But tune yourself up to the right channel.
Mm-hmm.
And you will catch heaven.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to travel. You don't need to go to Cap Carnaveral, is it? To the NASA. You don't need to go there. You just hear where we are. We can connect ourselves. If we take the right approach, we can connect ourselves to heaven. Your radio, your television set, and it depends on what you want to see. If you want to see sin, you just go, you know, nowadays we have websites, you know, just go www.
Yes, I did.
Amen. Yeah. He said he had made advertisement on that. I don't want to advertise anything. Amen. Just go, and depending on what you want to see, it will come up. Where was it? Let's say it was near NASA. Did you pay an airplane ticket for someone to go to America to collect those data and to bring you in 1 second?
Mm.
It means they were there.
Yeah.
You couldn't just see them because you are not connected to the right channel.
Mm.
It's the same thing with heaven.
Mm.
Amen. Amen. The prophet Elisha, when he was there with Gehazi, the prophet Elisha could see heaven because he was living in a different atmosphere.
Mm.
He was constantly in that atmosphere because he was a man, but he was a double man. He was living in two different worlds at the same time. But Gehazi was always feeding his carnal nature.
Mm.
He could start complaining. Gehazi, Prophet Elisha, just two of us, but look at them. The prophet told him, let God open your eyes to see. And in a twinkle of an eye, he see heaven. Heaven is not far.
Yeah.
Just connect yourself the proper way.
Amen.
In the right channel. If you are there expecting heaven, that's why the prophet says, in the days of the magis, the wise men, we don't have time to read it. The prophet says, there were many observatories, many laboratories that time. They were watching the skies. They were watching stars. And the prophet says, that star was not a hidden star. It was a star that everybody could see. Any lab, wherever they were, they could see that star. But they didn't see it. It was only the wise men that saw it. Why? Because they were connected.
Yes.
They knew how to connect to heaven. They created a heavenly atmosphere around them. They were believing, they had the revelation. The prophet said, they knew that prophecy of Balaam, that the star of Jacob will rise one day. And they were aware of that promise. They kept that promise in their mind. They made it their daily meditation. They became so consumed by that promise that they became sensitive to things of God. Amen. They were so committed. They were so soaked in the promise. You have the revelation. We have received all the counsel of God today. We have the spoken word. But the thing God wants you to do, just meditate upon it. Plunge yourself into the promise. Become God aware in your every step.
Amen.
You will become sensitive to heaven.
Amen.
The wise men, they became sensitive. Why? Because they made it their daily meditation topic. And the other scientists, they didn't care. They didn't mind. They didn't have first the revelation. And second, they didn't put God first in their life. They could see it, but for them, it was just another star. For them, maybe it was, this star, you know, its brightness is different from the other stars, but you know its nature.
Yeah.
But then, since they were connected correctly, they became sensitive to things of God. And they knew this is a fulfillment of the promise. They were connected to heaven. They've created that atmosphere, and it manifested the result in their day. Amen. The prophet gives another example of Simeon.
Yeah.
He was meditating upon the word of the Lord day and night. He kept that word that the Messiah will come. He meditated upon it so much that God said to him, "You won't die until you see the Messiah."
Amen.
And he became sensitive to the things of God.
Yeah.
Amen. Maybe every day he could come to the temple, pray and go, pray and go. May that day in the morning, he felt a certain pull.
Amen.
A different pull than all other days. That day, it was a particular day. So he left his house, he felt that something is going to happen today.
Amen.
Because the atmosphere was correct.
Right.
The promise has been fulfilled somewhere, and he felt that something is about to happen. You know, something started ticking into his heart because the promise was there. And when he went into the temple, the prophet says, as he dramatizes it, there may have been many babies there, many women bringing their babies. But he felt a certain pull to a certain woman because he was so surrounded by that heavenly atmosphere. He became sensitive. The prophet gives another example of the woman at the well. She knew the scripture because from the moment she saw the sign, she said, "I know the Messiah will come." She was so meditating. She knew the word and she was sensitive. Many people have seen the same sign. They've called it names. Amen. That's why we need to create that atmosphere.
Amen.
Let's be God aware. How do you then create that atmosphere? We are going to go quickly to give time to prayer. How do you create that atmosphere? How do you keep yourself in that atmosphere? That heavenly atmosphere. The prophet says, can you give us Psalm 16:8? The Bible says, "I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved.
Amen.
Amen. I have set the Lord always before me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the secret.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the key.
Yeah.
Amen.
Set the Lord always
before me. Amen.
The prophet says, when he quotes this scripture in the sermon, in his presence, he says, David says, I set the Lord before me. That's a good thing to do. So he could not be confused about it. He wanted to be conscious of his presence. Just be conscious of God's presence.
Amen, amen.
Be God aware.
Yeah.
As we are saying, you don't need to, you know, to become, you know, today I won't speak. That's not the atmosphere we are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a journalist, your job is to talk. Talk. Amen. If you are a nurse, your job is to make people, you know, injections and people cry. Go and do it. Amen. Still keep your normal life, but in every one of your proceedings, be God aware.
Amen.
Amen. Because you can be in prayer even if not you are not praying.
Yes.
You can be in meditation even when you are not meditating. Being in God's presence constantly in what you are doing. And the most important, not to allow your mind to be fed by things that will choke, that will suffocate this life in you. That's keeping God constantly in you, in front of you.
Amen.
The prophet says, wouldn't that be a good lesson for all of us tonight? Set the Lord before our face, so we'll be conscious of his presence. Then you won't sin when you are realizing that constantly you are in the presence of God.
Amen.
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 That's the key.
Yes.
Because many times, we do what we do because we think God is not there.
Mm.
Amen. Because you think God is not there, then you do whatever you want to do.
Mm.
Let's say your boss, if your boss was there at work, you'll carry that 50 kg cement bag and go and throw it there because the boss is there.
Mm.
But once the boss is gone, you don't care. That's the game we play with God.
Yeah.
Sometimes we think God is that human boss, you know.
Yeah.
He's there sometimes. Sometimes he's busy looking at brother so and so, so it doesn't look after him. And we allow ourselves to do things that we shouldn't do if we know that constantly God is with us.
Amen.
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 There was a man, you know, it's a bit funny, but back home, you know, that time it was the first time I think there were some glasses that looked like, they were like, you know, you can't believe someone is see when is seeing you when you wear those glasses. They were kind of opaque.
Yes.
You know, when you see from outside, you think that man is blind.
Yeah.
So there was a boss back home, he wore those glasses, and they thought he was wearing them when he went to sleep, so that they won't see. You won't see what they are doing. So the boss was wearing the glasses. And there was a man there, he said, oh, this is a good time. You know, it was a storehouse. He started pulling stuffs, you know, putting there, you know, in his overall. He had a rope around the, you know, around the waist, and put stuffs there, putting there, put there, and became very big there. You know, the boss is sleeping. And after a while, the boss just called him, man, come over here. He was so shocked because, what? The boss said, what have you done? He said, no, I've done nothing. He said, no. I've seen everything you have done. You thought I was not there, but he gave him the glasses. The man put on the glasses, could see everything. He realized how stupid he was. Amen. That's what the game we play sometimes with God.
Yeah.
We think God is an old, you know, blind man there. and we can play around, and when we come to church, God is in church. That atmosphere doesn't work like that.
That's right.
We don't live, our God doesn't live here. You bring God here.
Amen.
I bring God here.
Right.
And it's God in you, in me, in sister, Amen. And brother,
that's
that
right.
make us a godly fellowship. Amen.
Amen.
If
sure.
you are not, if you believe that God is only here, and when you go home, when you go to school, when you go, when you see a hand, there's nobody. Oh, now I can do whatever I want. I want to just fool myself.
Right.
I believe, I know you are a child of God,
yes.
but you are just delaying your growth.
Yes. Yes.
You are just harming yourself. I don't condemn you. I don't dismiss you. You are a child of God. You have believed all that it takes for to be a child of God today. But you are just delaying your walk. Because you are not God conscious.
Yes.
If you create that atmosphere of being aware of God is with me every day, you won't do those things. The prophet said, when you realize that God is around, you watch what you say.
Yes.
A man, when he thinks that God is gone, he will curse, he will lust after women,
yeah.
he will steal, cheat, lie, he'll do anything when he thinks that God don't see him.
Mm.
But bring him into the presence of God, he'll stop it right now.
Wow.
Amen. That's why you need that constant presence of God with you. You need to be aware. Put him, as David said, set the Lord always before you.
Amen.
Every step, you know the Lord is with you.
Yes.
Every step you are meditating upon the word of the Lord. Everything you are doing at your work, in your housework, whatever you do, you are God conscious. That creates, that will help you put that atmosphere around you. And it will deprive your body. It will deprive your sinful nature of the resources it needs so much to prosper and make you, the child of God, suffer inside of you. The prophet says, did you ever notice a sinner? It's not only God. Notice this. It's not only you being aware of God that will make you stop sinning. But if you live a consecrated life in the presence of God, you create that atmosphere around you. When you come, even the sinners, they'll watch over what they are saying. Because your atmosphere, they know God is in you. And in the presence of God, they can't do anything. You become a carrier of God.
Amen.
Amen. The prophet says,
Amen.
Did you ever notice a sinner? Let a godly person walk up, then quit cursing. If he's got any respect at all, he won't tell the dirty jokes that he would have told. See, he lives off that because he knows that he's in the presence of God. In the presence of God, if you are aware that God is there, you won't do anything. If a sinner is aware, even if they were discussing their dirty stuff, when they just see your head, your face coming, they say, oh, the pastor is coming.
Yeah.
Amen. They just say, oh, the pastor is coming, and the topic will change. They'll even start quoting the Bible. I've seen it many times. You know, they are talking about, I don't know, their things and whatever. But they're just trying to get you involved so that they can justify themselves. There's that thing in every human being that when they stand in the presence of God, when they are aware that God is there, they won't do whatever they want. That's the way to create that atmosphere around you, my brother. Just be God aware. Just
Amen.
Be God conscious. Put him always before you.
Amen.
He will keep you.
Amen.
Because he's always there. But it's you, it's me, that believe that he's gone. And when we lose that in our mind, then we go and expose ourselves to those radiations.
Yes.
Amen. You know those nuclear radiations. When you are exposed to nuclear radiations, it will destroy you.
Sure.
It will start producing some diseases that you go even in the hospital, they say, what disease is it? You know, a consultant, we have been practicing medicine for years. You go, after being exposed, after they bombed Japan and Chernobyl and all those things, the kind of diseases that started to appear, even the medical world was astonished. What is this? A child will be born with some malformations that they've never seen before. Why? You have exposed yourself to bad radiations. And the devil has his nuclear weapons today. They are there, sitting there, waiting for you. Just expose yourself, we bombard you. You still be a child of God, but it will take now a lot of time for you achieve what God wants you to achieve. But put yourself just under the right atmosphere. Amen.
Amen.
Let's close. Now, the prophet says, do like David did. Put the Lord before you right now. Put the Lord between you and that sin. Whatever that little besetting sin is, it might be lying, it might be stealing, it might be evil thinking, it might be temper, it might be drinking, it might be smoking, it might be gambling, I don't know what it is. It might be lust, it might be anything. I don't know what it is. Whatever it is, put the Lord before you.
Amen.
We have been struggling for years. Ah, this spirit of lust. I can't keep myself from lusting. I can't keep myself from lying. You know, there are people for whom, you know, lying has become just a way of life. Sometimes they lie for nothing. Amen. Even when you don't have to lie, they lie.
Yeah.
I will understand if you lie to get €1 million. You know, it's still alive, I said. There was a good reason. But you see, people, they lie for nothing. I've killed a lion. For what? What will that do to me if you kill the lion? What will you get in return? Nothing. But it's just making good, you know, feel well. Those things, they are those things you have struggled for years and years. Just put the Lord.
Amen.
And be God aware.
That's right.
Create that good atmosphere around you. You will see. It won't take time.
Amen.
You will overcome.
Amen.
But the only way to overcome is to create that atmosphere around you. We have been fasting. Praise God. God has been there with us. But let not make it become something we do as a routine.
That's right.
As a tradition. But when you are fasting, draw all the benefit that is there from your deprivation. The sacrifice you have made. Put yourself under the right atmosphere. Fasting and that good atmosphere, it will produce a good result and you will see a change in your life. If you are fasting for God to get you rid of that drinking habit and you are still there, you know, you go on YouTube and how to produce beer. And they show you see all the bubbles and everything. In the meantime, you are fasting, asking God to deliver you from that drinking habit. Do you believe that we have created good condition for you to get the deliverance? No. It goes fasting and the right atmosphere.
Amen.
Put the Lord before you.
Amen.
Read the word. Drink from the fountain. Create the right atmosphere. Be God aware every day, every step of your life. And then the result will follow. We are going to heaven, I believe. I'm going anyway.
Amen. Amen.
And I know you are going.
Amen.
But to go to heaven, to enter heaven, you need to start now. If you are annoyed by staying in the house of the Lord for 1 hour, for 2 hours, how will you spend eternity with God?
Yeah.
Amen. Mm. Because heaven starts here.
Right.
Amen. Heaven starts here.
Right.
You have to love.
Amen.
My mother, you are giving too much time to this body.
That's right.
You'll be there day and night. You'll take an over this big, even twice.
Yeah.
A week, it will be gone.
Yeah.
What are they talking about? Crime,
yeah.
Murder, prostitution.
That's right.
And you spend all your time, even sleepless nights. But when it comes to reading your message, you read 2 pages, you say, oh, it's too much.
Yeah.
How will you spend time with God in eternity?
Help
if you can't put yourself under the right atmosphere.
Right.
Now.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. So it's very, very important. We are going to heaven. Heaven starts here.
Amen.
Be right. Heaven worthy here.
Amen.
Come to church and enjoy being into church.
Amen.
Sometimes the preacher will go, you know, 3 hours. Yeah, you may be stumbled as a human being. That's okay. But when you finish, you say, praise God.
Amen.
Because you wanted it to be like this.
Yeah.
I don't mean I'll take 3 hours. But we spend times, my brother. We spend hours and hours in things of the world. We'll go there, sit and enjoy. I've never been to a football stadium, but I know my big brother was. The match will start at 4 p.m. He leave the house at 6 in the morning. They'll go on foot, please. 2 hours walk. They want to. There's a bus, but they don't want to take a bus. They'll go singing, you know, with their banners and everything, you know, bag, no shirts, everything. They'll go there, sometimes under tropical rain.
Yeah.
You know, very bad. They'll go there, they'll get in the stadium at 8 a.m., sit there, and start singing. And they want the other team, especially when it's a derby, you know, the rival teams. The other team is there sending their missiles. Them here, they're sending their missiles. And they won't see the time going. 8, 9, 10, 11. When the match starts at 4 p.m., didn't eat, didn't drink, sing. Sometimes they lose.
My.
They lose. But you come home, you know the team lost. You know, you are the kind of bully, you know. When they are not, they've lost, don't mess around. You know. Just see me there, sitting there. Well, how was the problem? You know, why? Just to feed this flesh.
That's right.
Very happy to go there. But take the same person. When I was working, I was telling my friends at work, every Monday, you know those talks at work. What did you do at the weekend? Eli, what did you do? I went to church. Church? Yes. next Monday. Eli, what did you do at the weekend? I went to church. Again. You know, so it became an habit. So the next time they say, Eddie, you went to church? So it's kind of weird for them to see someone going to church on a Sunday. While they live in Dublin, but when Liverpool is playing in Swansea,
they
pay a plane, they go to Swansea, they book a hotel, food, everything, and they go and see Liverpool for 90 minutes, take a plane, come back. They are happy. Amen. To feed this body.
Man, help us.
Dead in nature. Amen. But love being in the presence of God. You know, build that nature in you of loving God, of standing in the presence of God, staying, praying. Praying, my father, it's very important.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It doesn't come at once.
That's
it will
right.
start a little, 5 minutes, it's okay.
That's
if
right.
you can stay 5 minutes, pray 5 minutes. God
Amen.
Bless you. Next time you'll go 6 minutes.
That's yeah. right.
Next time you'll go 10 minutes.
Mm.
And before you know it, you'll stay 3 hours.
That's yeah. right.
Amen. Start somewhere.
Amen.
Don't look down upon yourself. You can pray 2 minutes. That's okay.
Yeah.
But
that's right.
let it be 2 effective minutes.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Don't make 30 minutes of you are saying something and thinking of YouTube and everything. You have done nothing.
Mm.
But if you spend 5 minutes of deep prayer,
in
a good atmosphere, and that 5 minutes every day, it will make something.
Amen.
It will make a lasting impact.
Amen.
Let God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
I think Brady said something very important there, is that what is the purpose of times of consecration? You should have a time and not be a full minute. Times of consecration are times to refocus. Because remember once before speaking about God's appointed times when he called Israel together for the feasts.
Amen.
3 times a year. And he'll tell people, you know, leave your business. The people would come from the fields, mothers would come from their tents, and then come to Jerusalem, to the place where the Lord had chosen to place them. And people now would come back into his presence again.
Hallelujah.
They would come away from the business of life, maybe the toils and the struggles, and they could come and refocus themselves again in that place where he had chosen to place his name.
Amen.
And when the people would come once again and would come to offer the sacrifices of praise and the offerings to the Lord, and the Lord's presence would speak to them.
Amen.
And they'd start looking at life in a different sort of a way.
Yes.
That's where the important part was, what should you do beyond the feast?
Yeah.
You know, because while you're there and you get in his presence and you consecrate yourself, you separate yourself from unnecessary things, things start to become clear once again.
That's right.
But it's not enough to leave it like that. The important thing is, what do we do tomorrow? And what do we do the next day? What do we do with the decisions that we make today? And the Lord allows you to taste and see once again that it's good. And you start to sense once again the potential to say, but this is sweet when I stay away from these other things for a season. This is wonderful when I start now to spend more time and consecrate myself to the Lord. But saints, it's the discipline.
Amen.
It's where we take it from now. It's what we're going to do tomorrow and coming into next week. And I think that's the key thing that you need to pray about. Is say, Lord, help me to keep the momentum.
Hallelujah.
Help me to keep the flame. Help
Amen.
Me not to quench the spirit.
Amen.
Help me not, Lord, to go back, which is so easy to do. Back into unnecessary things once again. So we really do appreciate the word.
Amen.
Let's come before him. We've got other things we'd really like to pray about this evening. Let's pray. We've got firstly for the building of the church.
Amen.
Since we're seeking the leadership of the Lord, as we said, we know that we're in a limited time here. So we wanted to put that before him. The second thing that we have, we've got youth meetings coming. So we really wanted to pray for the Lord to move, not just at the youth meetings, but even now.
Amen.
To move in the hearts and the lives of people so that, no, when we come together, people are coming with a willing heart. That people aren't just coming and we're trying to get an atmosphere like Brother Eddie was saying while we're there. But if each and every one of us, especially the young people, who catch the vision of the potential of what it could be now and start making preparation now, and as we get closer and closer to the time that we come together and people are ready in the spirit,
Amen.
Friends, we'll have a wonderful time. Because like the quote, we read it many times, we read it tonight, it's the atmosphere that brings the results.
Amen.
Since we've got other needs, like we say, for Brother Maxwell, he's not well. We desire the Lord to touch him, to restore his strength
Amen.
Once again. Brother David, he's trying to finalize on his house. He's just needing the Lord's grace, so let's pray for him. That's why he's not here tonight. I really want to put that before the Lord. Let's pray for Brother Pele.
Amen.
We need to pray for him. We want to see our brother back in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
We want to see everything reconciled once again.
Amen.
So friends, as we approach the Lord, whatever the Lord lays upon your heart, concerning these things. Let's put these things before me. We just ask Brother George to come. Let's sing one chorus. Let's come to a time of prayer. Let's water the word with worship. And then we water the word with prayer. And let's drink it in and let's keep pushing it out. And may the Lord make tonight the beginning of something.
Amen.
That we can build upon a great foundation to build upon as we go from this place. We do appreciate His word. We appreciate His goodness. Thank you, everyone who's come. Let's come to a time of prayer. Let's sing and let's put these requests before the Lord.
Can you touch the Lord? Yes, He goes by.
Over us, Lord, tonight for a purpose, Lord God, Lord. Oh, because you desire a change, Lord God, Lord. Oh, desire, Lord, your people, Lord God, Lord. Oh, that you're nigh, Lord, and only you, Lord God, Lord. And for we thank you, Lord, for it, Lord God, Lord. And we pray, Lord, for this night, Lord God, Lord. Oh, that you cut us over the strength, Lord God, Lord. Oh, the Lord, I need a man, Lord God, Lord. Oh, that soul will have a Lord God, Lord. Oh, the Father will stop it, Lord, no more, Lord God, Lord. Oh, you're staring us, Lord God, Lord. That you behind me and trust in, Lord God, Lord. Oh, you're staring us, Lord, for our God, Lord. Oh, have a desire, have a blood gallop. Lord, thank you, Lord, God, Lord. Lord, thank you, Lord, God, Lord. Lord, go deep, Lord, God, Lord. Lord. Lord, they keep on drinking it, Lord God, Lord. Lord, you've been a people, Lord God, over the Lord. Lord, you want, Lord God, over the Lord. Lord, you see, Lord God, Lord. Identifying you, Lord God, Lord. Lord, my servant may be, Lord God, Lord. Lord, may be the light, Lord God, over the Lord. Lord, shine and butter, Lord God, Lord. Lord, every college, Lord God, Lord. Every other working place, Lord God, Lord. Lord, for the grace of your grace, Lord God, Lord. Lord, you keep on an atmosphere, Lord God, Lord. Lord, you produce, Lord God, Lord. Lord, the Bible, Lord God, Lord. Lord, your people, Lord God, Lord. Lord, the people, Lord God, and the soul, Lord God, Lord. Inside, Lord God, Lord. Help me energize, Lord God, Lord. Help me quicken, Lord God, Lord. Help me despise, Lord God, Lord. Help me the credit of your grace, Lord God, Lord. The truth, Lord God, Lord. Lord, I surrender, Lord, unto you, Lord God, Lord. Lord, who glorify him, Lord, who glorify you, Lord God, Lord. Help us, Lord God, over the Lord. If you identify yourself, Lord, and ask, Lord God, Lord. Lord, we pray for the needs of your house, Lord God, over the Lord. Lord, with a desire of God, Lord. Lord, if you have a time, Lord, and ask, Lord God, Lord. Lord, Lord, open a place, Lord God, Lord. Lord, if people commit, Lord God, over the Lord. Lord, let a place to commit with you, Lord God, over the Lord. And become our flames, Lord God, over the Lord. Lord, 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 Lord. Lord, you condense, Lord God, Lord. And put over us, Lord God, Lord. Lord, oh Father, Lord God, we come pure, Lord God, Lord. But Lord, it take you to pure, Lord God, Lord. May you be our Jehovah Tyrant, Lord God, Lord. Lord, may you grant us the vision, Lord God, Lord. What a unity of mind, Lord God, over the Lord. Our spirit, Lord God, Lord. What a move, Lord God, Lord. At the same frequency, child, Lord God, Lord. Lord, fulfill thy will, Lord God, Lord. Lord, grant us your grace, Lord God, over the Lord. We pray for another night, Lord God, Lord. And we open a pillar, Lord God, Lord. Without knowing some of the warriors, Lord God, Lord. And we ask for your grace, Lord God, Lord. Lord, you bring over your son, Lord God, Lord. Lord, back and back, Lord God, Lord. Lord, open the eagles over the ones that came, Lord, Lord. Lord, you touch me, Lord God, Lord. Lord, restore me, Lord, we pray, Lord God, Lord, Lord. Lord, open the back, Lord, the one body, Lord God, Lord, Lord. Lord, put my hand in your hands, Lord God, you grant your grace, Lord God, Lord. Lord, you reach your hands, Lord God, Lord. Lord, even Lord, restore me, Lord God, fully, Lord God, Lord. Lord, you strengthen, Lord, in your word, Lord God, Lord. Lord, you use me, Lord God, Lord. Lord, in heaven, Lord, and in glory, Lord God, Lord. Lord, mercy, Lord, in your body, Lord God, Lord. Lord, you're proud of your fuck, Lord God, over the Lord. Lord, you're proud of your grace, Lord God, Lord. Your ministry in you, Lord God, that you lead us, Lord God, Lord. Lord, you feed us with your word, Lord God, Lord. Lord, you dwell in that atmosphere, Lord God, Lord. Lord, you receive it all from you, Lord God, Lord. Lord, I want it, Lord, and you say, Lord God, Lord. Lord, I want it, Lord God, Lord. Lord, it'll pray for life, Lord God, Lord. Lord, I want it, Lord God, over the Lord. Lord, it'll pray for Pentecost, Lord God, Lord. And I'll miss it, Lord God, Lord. Lord, I want it, Lord God, Lord. Lord, it'll break hearts, Lord God, over the Lord. Lord, bring us to the back, Lord. Lord God, over the Lord, over full of people, Lord God, over that Holy Ghost, Lord God, over the Lord, over the Lord, over the pastor, Lord God, over the Lord,
Let's go back to God.
from your hearts, Lord God, Lord. And we feel our Lord, Lord God, Lord. And we offer us time to church, Lord God, Lord. We cry your grace, Lord God, Lord. We stand up on for your people, Lord God, Lord. And grant us all our battle, Lord God, Lord. For the sake of the time, Lord God, Lord. But it's all so full, Lord God, Lord. Don't be attached to one and ask, Lord God, Lord. Let's take on our mercy, Lord God, Lord. But if we take it on, Lord God, Lord. And be here, Lord God, Lord. And we use the world, Lord God, Lord.
Lord, and he's still crying out, Lord, and And it's asked for us to do a work, Lord Savior. But Lord, as our brother, Lord, has so expressed, Lord Savior, that we are feeding, Lord Savior, even upon the wrong things, oh God. Give us grace, we pray. Give us mercy, Lord Savior. As we part from here, we part not from thee, oh God. Though we may part one from another, Lord Savior. But Lord, Father, take us, Lord, that we continue on, Lord Savior, in this atmosphere, feeding, Lord Savior. Oh, Father, even as Lord, our brother sin heaven starts here, Lord Savior. Oh, that rapture cycle, Lord, starts, Lord, even in this life, Lord Savior. Oh, Father, we start, Lord, being changed now, Lord Savior, from glory unto glory. Father, we thank thee for thine goodness, we thank thee for thine grace, we thank thee for thine greatness, oh God. Lord, Father, this could be our last prayer. Let it be, Lord Savior, God, that Father, we, Lord, really pray with a sincere heart, oh God. Father, give us grace, Lord, give us a revelation, Lord. We're going to pray, Lord Savior, God, that we pray. Father, oh Father, token prayer we pray, even upon this time, Father. You lead us, guide us, shepherd us, Lord, even upon this hour. And help us, Lord, help, Lord Savior, constrain our young, constrain our people, Lord Savior, God. That, Lord Savior, if we be a people that are so persuaded, Lord God, Lord Father, oh God, we'd see mighty exploits even in this very place, Lord. Father, Lord Savior, if we are in such a state, Lord Savior, Father, we, Lord Savior, Father, oh God, pray another church into existence. We ask your grace, oh God. Lord, guide us, keep us, Lord, and give us an understanding of who we are and what we are here for. Father, we thank you for the person, we thank you for this word. Father, we be glorified in this Christ, we live in humble as we desire to set you before us. Oh God, you take your point. Take your word. Give us, Lord, inspiration in whatever we do, in whatever way thou hast called us, Lord. Father, you fill us, Lord, that we be able, Lord, to execute that that you desire. Pass us where we. Oh God, grieve thee in sin, O Lord, in what of thee, Lord Savior God. But just give us, Lord Savior, more of thee, O God. Lord, just fill us with more of thee, Lord Savior God. That, Lord, even in our sleep, Lord Savior, Father, our dreams would so, Lord, be enlightened by thee, O God. Father, Lord, Savior God, Lord Jehovah, we even be, Lord Savior, in prayer, in our dreams, Lord Savior, for Lord, we know, Lord Savior, the Spirit within us, Lord, is, Lord Savior, Father, groaning, Lord Savior, and constantly, Lord Savior, Father, in prayer, Father God, guide us, keep us now, shepherd us, Lord God, bless us.
Request before the Lord God. Does anybody else have any requests or desire to put before the Lord? That we unite ourselves together as the brother comes. If brother comes, brother Junior, please, brother. Anybody else have any requests? Just keep us in prayer with a very sore throat, pray if you would. I know that's what he's got, the same thing, so ask just for a touch from the Lord. Let's pray for Sunday, the Lord's blessing upon the youth, upon the Sunday school, upon the worship, upon the service. Let's pray for the Lord's leadership as we look to different things laying before us for this year. May him be with you, Father, if you want to commit to us today.
Flesh in us, O God, Lord. Father, we pray, O Lord, and ask for your grace, O Lord God. We pray, O Lord Jesus, O Lord, the Father, you help us, O Lord, to live this life, O Lord God, where, Lord God, we have identified, O Heavenly Father, Lord, by you, O God, Lord. The Lord, we may portray not in the Lord, but you, Lord, for the Christ of these people, O God, Lord. The Lord, as the prophet said, Lord God, the people will read the Bible, O God, Lord. But we are the Bible to them, O Lord. Grant us your grace, O Lord God, to be truly Lord of this word, O Lord God, and represent you, O God, Lord. Help us that our thoughts, O Lord God, Lord, our desires, our meditation may be set on you, O God, Lord. That we may truly Lord put you before us, O God, Lord. Between us, O Lord, and that sin that easily besets us, O God, Lord, for the Lord. The Lord, we will look unto you, O Lord God, the autumn finish of our faith, O God, Lord. Grant us, O Father, your grace tonight, O Lord. We thank you that you've walked in our midst, O God, Lord. Help us now to live this life, O God, Lord. That your word may be made flesh in us, O God, Lord. And we walk out of here, Lord, as a different people, Lord God. For indeed, O Lord, we can say that tonight our hearts are burnt, O Heavenly Father, O God, by your word, O Lord God. And may we live it, O God, Lord. May be a living word dwelling in us, O Lord, we pray to you, God. Father, Lord, we are needy people, O God, Lord. And many be our requests and our needs, O Lord. Father, there be many, Lord, that have not been spoken of, but Lord, you know them, O God. Father, you said whatsoever we shall ask you, Lord, for the judge will you do, O God, Lord, for the Lord. You said if we ask anything in your name, O Lord, you said you would do it, O God, Father, Lord. And we come, Lord, standing upon this promise tonight, O Father, Lord God, as the sons, O Lord, for our God, and daughters of yours, O God, Lord, professing and knowing that we are indeed the seed of Abraham, O Lord God, and all these promises, O Lord God, and Father, given unto us also, O Lord Jesus. And Father, we come, Lord, bring before thee, O God, Lord, even, Lord, a desire on the hearts of your people, Lord God, Lord, who to build, O Heavenly Father, a temple, not for ourselves, O Lord God, Lord, but Lord, a place that we can gather, O Heavenly Father, Lord God, Lord, and see, Lord, your glory, Lord, Father, move in our midst, O God, Lord. Father, grant us your grace, O Lord God, grant us, O Father, the vision, O Lord Jesus. For Lord, we know there'll be a desire in our hearts, O Lord God, Lord. You have a provision for it, O Lord God, Lord. But it take us to be channeled, O Lord God, Lord. Or to be tuned up in that vision, O Lord God, Lord. And we pray, O Lord, you tune us up, O Lord God, Lord. That we may see your will, O Lord God, Lord, for the Lord. And bring forth, O Lord God, that which you've purposed, O Lord God, Lord. We come it all into your hands, O Lord Jesus, O God, Lord. But we pray you have a follower, the sick, O Lord God. You touch them even this night, O God, Lord. As we lift them before to you, God, Lord. We come with the meetings, the lays ahead, O Father, before to you, God, Lord. Grant your grace in these meetings, O Lord, God, Lord. That even before they happen, O Lord, God, you meet with us, O Lord, God, Lord. That we may go, O Heavenly Father, with a burning heart, O Lord, God, Lord, for the Lord. The Lord, you may meet with us, O Lord, God, Lord. And you grant us a double portion, O Lord, God, Lord, of what you grant us over the last year, O Lord, God, Lord. That we may come up higher, O Lord, God, Lord. As young people, O Lord, God, Lord. Filled with the Holy Ghost, O Father, Lord God, Lord, burn in the heaven, Father, to do your work, O Lord God, Lord. For Lord, if you've called us and chosen us, O Lord, at the stage, O Lord, is for a purpose, O God, Lord. Help us to be tuned up, O Lord God, Lord, as young people, O Lord God, Lord, for the Lord, and walk in your path, O Lord God, Lord, and be an example, O God, of our Lord. Help each and every one of us, O Lord God, Lord. For Lord, we believe tonight, O Lord God, Lord, as this word went forth, O Lord God, Lord, every young one is pricked in your hearts, O God, of our Lord. Help us, O dear Lord. Let us pray, O Heavenly Father, Lord God, Lord. We pray for its fruits, O Lord God, Lord. Over the night of glory, we ask this day, O Lord. Father, we pray, O Lord, a weekend, O Lord, as we draw nigh, O Lord. Father, bless us tomorrow, Lord God, in our practice, O Lord God, Lord. Draw nigh in our midst, O God, Lord. We pray for Sunday service, O Lord God, Lord. We thank from the Sunday schools, O Lord God, Lord. To the song service, O Lord, to the preaching of your word, O Lord God. Though we need you in our midst, O God, Lord. Lead us, O Father, Lord God. Prepare us, O Lord God, Lord. To come in the right atmosphere, O Lord God, Lord. That this atmosphere, Lord, as we bring it together, Lord. You may glorify yourself in our midst, O God, Lord. Though many of you have spoken requests, O Lord God, Lord. But Lord, thou knowest them, O Lord God, Lord. And you reach your hands, O Lord, upon them, and our brother Pastor, Lord God, Lord. His home with a sword through the Lord, our brother Daniel, Lord. For we come them into your hands, O God, Lord. Lord, we believe that even now, O Lord God, Lord, you've touched them, O Lord God, Lord, for the Lord. Even now, Lord, your healing is taking place, O God, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for it, O Lord, this day, Lord. If there be, Lord, and anyone in need, O Lord God, Lord, and the desire in the hearts of any son or daughter of yours, O God, Lord. But I pray that tonight, O God, Lord, you meet with it, O Lord God, Lord. That they may go home, O Heavenly Father, Lord God, Lord. Rejoice in, O Heavenly Father, Lord God, Lord. Because they'll believe that you've done it, O Lord God, Lord. The Lord may be made flesh in their lives, O God, Lord. Grant it, O Father, we ask this day. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Part with us now, O Lord, as we part, O God, Lord. That we may keep these words in our hearts, O Lord God, Lord. And live by them, O Lord God. We come with all things into your hands, Lord, this night. We thank you for your goodness, Lord. May you be glorified now and forevermore, we ask. In Jesus' name, O God. Amen.
Let's sing as we dismiss him. Safe journey home. May the Lord bless you until Sunday. And we rest tomorrow in his presence. Amen.
That's where I Seeking your face.